Hello again, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Today I want to talk to you about value. In other words, what kind of value do you provide to your customers? And I'm really trying to look at this from a sales approach because value, again, is one of those cliche terms that gets thrown around. Last week we talked about being a professional. What does that mean? And we went into that. Well, today let's talk about what it means to sell value. First, why don't we start with a definition? Let me ask you first, what's your definition of value? Are you thinking about it? Well, here's mine. Value is when you offer your product or you frame your product in a way that your prospect or customer clearly can perceive the positive change that he or she is going to experience by using your product or service. Now, you have to be very, very specific. And let's go ahead and break it down into what value means in the medical arena. Okay, value. Keep in mind exactly what your customers or prospects do every day to deliver patient care, and that will give you a good idea as to how their thinking relates to value in these areas. First of all, value, again, means positive change. You have to be able to create positive change with your product or service. In what way? First of all, better outcomes. If your product or service can deliver better outcomes, then its value will be clearly perceived. The other areas, risk. We know that healthcare professionals are very, very risk averse. So anything that your product or service can do to reduce the risk for the healthcare provider, for the healthcare institutions, that is delivering value. What about money? Well, making money is good, and saving money, especially in this economy, will always resonate very well with any of your customers or prospects. What about time? You know, time is the most valuable commodity we have. We can make more money, we can make more products, we can do all kinds of things, but the one thing we can't do is to make more time. Your healthcare providers are acutely aware of this. Anything that you could do to save them time will resonate with them very strongly. And also, in terms of time, if you have a product or service that can make them more efficient, in other words, it will allow them to see more patients in a given period of time, then that is a very, very strong value proposition. So let's talk now about the value proposition, because that's really what it's all about. The value proposition is how you deliver or how you present the value for your particular product. Well, let's take a make-believe product, for example. Let's say, for example, that you sell a software package to family practitioners. Your software package, again, this is all hypothetical, but let's say that it, number one, it allows the doctor to generate a prescription electronically instead of having to write it out by hand. And once this is set up, it saves time because it's done very, very quickly. Two, there is an automatic record of the prescription so that you don't have to have additional personnel and additional time to go ahead and file the record in the patient's file so that it can be retrievable on future visits or whenever you might need that information. So it's saving time right then and there. Three, the software has an algorithm which allows it to test for and avoid unwanted drug interactions, which tremendously reduces risk for the providers. So let's look at the value proposition. It saves money by eliminating staff, it saves time by doing things quickly, and it reduces risk for the practitioner. That is a very, very strong value proposition. Now, you have to be able to present that in those terms, in terms of the tangible value that is available to your healthcare providers. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that we sometimes make as salespeople is we make assumptions. We focus our sales presentation on what we perceive to be the most valued part of our product or service, as opposed to checking with our prospects and customers to see where the value really lies with them. This is a huge mistake because often the reality is different than what we perceive it to be. Your customer's idea of what they need to improve patient care, to improve outcomes, may be very different from the provider across the street or down the hall. The only way you could really uncover your prospect's perception of value is to ask them. is to do some research. You see, value pretty much comes down to something that I talk about all the time. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, if you've listened to any of my video recordings, or if you've read my book, which is impossible because it won't be out till September, but I talk about WIIFM. If you've been in sales for any amount of time, this is certainly not something that's new to you. What does WIIFM stand for? Yes, it is everyone's favorite radio station. It's What's in It for Me. WIIFM, What's in It for Me. And also, hopefully your doctors are looking at this, or your healthcare providers are looking at this in terms of What's in It for My Patient, WIIFMP. Because you see, we all have a little voice in our heads, and that little voice is constantly asking questions when anyone is presenting us with an offer. And let's face it, we all get sales calls. Most of the time, we hate it because what the person or organization is offering us has no value to us. How do we determine that? It's that little voice in our heads that keeps saying, "What's in it for me?" So when you're giving a sales presentation, having a sales conversation, everything that you say has to be answering the question that that little voice in your prospect's head is asking, which is, "What's in it for me?" Because when you're answering that question, and you're answering it in a very focused, comprehensive way, then you are clearly imparting the value proposition for your product or service so that it can be understood by your prospect. And that's what sells. You see, it doesn't matter what you sell, whether you sell operating room tables or heart monitors or even Band-Aids. There has to be a belief, or at least a perception on the part of your prospect, that their world is going to somehow be improved if they choose to do business with you. And that's what we mean by value. So as you go down the road and you continue in your sales career, make sure that you focus on the value, not in terms of what you think it should be, but in terms of uncovering through conversations with your customers and asking the right questions up front where they perceive the value to be. And then that's what you want to focus on in your sales presentation, because that's what will resonate with them and what will get them to say, "Yeah, let's give it a try. It looks pretty good." Thank you for joining us this week for the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I hope you'll join us every week. And by the way, if you have a comment, whether it's a pro comment or something of a negative nature, I want to hear about it, and so do my listeners. Please feel free to post it on the webpage. I also want to thank many of you who've been following this on LinkedIn under many of the medical device groups. Thanks for your kind words and for listening to the podcast. We've generated many great discussions, some of them controversial, and I hope you will continue. By the way, just a reminder that you can subscribe to the Medical Sales Guru podcast on iTunes either by clicking on the link on the Medical Sales Guru website, or you can open your iTunes software, enter Medical Sales Guru in the search function, and then subscribe to our free weekly podcast so you don't miss a single episode. In the meantime, have a wonderful week, continue to sell, stay focused on your efforts, and make sure you deliver value for your customers. And most importantly, remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week. Bye for now.